6 o'clock. This meeting of the Swingin' Soiree is now in session. Friends, we weren't on the air for a while there, and when my engineer says to me what happened, I don't know. I'm in here. No, you don't. You see, you don't understand, Larry. I'm supposed to say to you what happened. You're not supposed. I don't know anything, man. I can't. You know, to me, AC/DC is something else again. Would you believe Euphoria? Here are the Youngbloods starting off a block of programming with new and up and coming sounds, and this is called Euphoria. And that's the Youngbloods for you, starting off this portion of Murder K Swingin' Soiree. Tonight we'll have a guest who is the owner and producer of Elektra Records, Jack Holtzman. He was the one who put out the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds. For those of you who dig music that have astral sounds and involved with your planets, and also how are your planets, by the way? Hey, not they've been growing, right? Oh. Sorry about that. We also will be talking about the Doors and the Love and some of the West Coast groups that Jack has brought to the fore, record-wise. In the meantime, how are you naturally sunny?
Do boys like girls better in the summer?
I would say yes. I find myself in the summer.
Look usually so much better in the summer than
the
winter. Start summer tomorrow.
Boy,
with sunny side up hair lightener.
Come
sunny side up is like sunlight you shampoo in, warms, silkens.
Warm.
But there's more of the girl to see.
I noticed that there's more of the
her
girl
hair
to
is
see.
Nicer and lighter. Brown haired girls go gently lighter. Blondes go blonder.
And the date warms.
Boys like girls who use sunny side up by Revlon.
This is our Revlon Hapanine.
Your face looks like you've been under a sunlamp with a piece of Swiss cheese.
Nobody loves the potty naked.
Don't be spotty faced. Use Natural Wonder medicated lotion.
Do you have an answer for the question, woman?
Yes, I do. The answer is 23 skidoo.
And the question is, when you use Natural Wonder medicated liquid makeup, how many of your pimples disappear during the day?
23 skidoo.
That many, huh?
That was a Revlon Hepburn.
Hey, you people who just made that commercial, I've got a question for you.
Is it not too loud?
You've got lots of colors. 25 cents a trip.
We'll be right back.
up and away, the fifth dimension, the K with you on WOR-FM at 98.7 on your FM dial. This is Tammy, Terrell, and Marvin Gaye.
Listen, baby.
Listen, baby.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby. You need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, oh baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
Remember the day I set you free, I told you you could always count on me, girl.
Ain't no mountain high enough, and that's the sound of Marvin and Tammy, and great shakes. And would you light my fire, please, while we've got some doors coming your way? This is a great group out of the West Coast. We're heading in for our big June 11th WOR concert.
We are true. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say it to you. Now we can't get much higher.
Sound of the Doors and Light My Fire and Murray the K. We are in a block of programming featuring a lot of the new sounds and those sounds that are up and coming and becoming very popular in and around our area, which is definitely a quality area. Have you noticed yourself lately, baby?
There are lots of times you know you've got to be brave.
Step up, you know?
Like when you're out there
Turn on some sounds to you. Let's give you the brand new Four Seasons. Come on, Marianne. That's Arthur Conley, the sweet soul music man for you. And on RFM in stereo tonight, we're giving you the sounds. The Four Seasons have a brand new one, which we started to, you know, introduce in the wrong period and try to make a bit out of it and, you know, bond out. Come on, Marianne, get me out of this one. East Coast Beach Boys, friends.
Come on, Mary.
it's really a totally engulfing experience, so why don't you be there, hmm? This is Leslie Gore, friends. Summer and Sandy, it's called, as we give you some of the new and up-and-coming sounds here in 98.7 Lance. Summer and Sandy, Leslie Gore, 24 after the hour of 6 o'clock now. And let us face it, a lot of young people suffer, often needlessly. Hey, I'm really sorry about that. And a lot of people suffer from blemishes, you know. That's what I speak about, and you don't really have to, you know, turn yourself off like that. But you can get embarrassed, really, by unsightly facial blemishes. And now you can do something about them. With wonderful Proper pH, imagine that Proper pH gives you visible results in 3 days, or you get back every cent you spent, so you can't possibly lose. Proper pH, created by a pharmacist who knew, you know, what a problem it is for his own teenagers, man. And people would say, hey, we just saw your children, and we saw their complexion, and hey, we're sorry about that.
Don't worry about it, my friend.
That's what he said. So he went in and he mixed himself up there a brew which had more ingredients than Kickapoo Joy Juice. And what did he come up with, baby? Proper pH lotion. That's what that cat did. And do you know it has worked so that it's turned the rest of the world on? So why don't you sachet, or if you prefer, skip to your favorite drugstore and pick up a bottle of Proper pH lotion. P-R-O-P-A-P-H lotion. No longer do you have to say, hey, saw your skin today, sorry about that, you know. So you do that. Nowadays, you know, you can walk by, baby, and you can hear people talk about you. One cat says to the other.
Have you seen her face? Her eyes reflect the colors in the sky. A more familiar place to be swept into whenever she's close by. Must be the way she walks.
before the next minute is over, you're going to be involved. Because here are the mind-grabbing sounds of the Buckinghams.
You don't love me. Why don't you tell me? Instead of lying around.
Their big hit from their new Columbia album, Time and Charges. An LP filled with sensational songs and performances like Why Don't You Love Me? You Are Gone, I'll Be Back, and Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Time and Charges is the wildest happening you've ever laid ears on. From blues to rock to message songs like Foreign Policy. The Buckinghams, Time and Charges on Columbia Records. Available wherever records are sold. And Murray the K at 98.7. You're listening to the new and up-and-coming sounds and also some of the cuts out of LPs as we now turn our attention after hearing the birds' Have You Seen Her Face. Pet Clock is a new one that's going to be a hit for it. It's called Don't Sleep in the Subways. Have you tried the park lately? More lovin's there.
You wander around on your own, little cloud. When you don't see the why or the wherefore, you walk out on me when we both disagree, 'cause to reason is not what you care for.
Don't Sleep in the Subway, Darling, Pet Clock, as we have given you 9 tunes that are up and coming of the new singles, and we're going to go into some of the new LPs for you right about now. And speaking of some things that are happening, have you heard about June 11?
This is Johnny Michaels saying, yes, you will hear the great music of our time by the great artists of our time. So I'll be at the Village Theater Sunday, June 11th, and I'll present live, in person, in concert, the fabulous Doors.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
The Doors will appear for 2 performances as part of the WOR Stereo first anniversary celebration. The Doors will be joined by the incomparable Janis Ian and the Blues Project. I ask you to participate in our first anniversary show by making out a check or money order to WOR Stereo in the amount of $250, $350, or $450, then mailing it to Box 987, Midtown Station, New York 18. Please specify 7 or 930 performance. The Doors, Janis Ian, The Blues Project, and other stars all on one stage in concert at the Village Theater, Sunday, June 11th, in celebration of WOR Stereo's first anniversary.
And the Chambers Brothers will be there. Remember, all seats reserved, so get your, you know, request in real soon. And on, I tell you, a lot of people said, hey, Murr, that's going to be, you know, like a dream concert.
Won't you have a dream, baby?
Oh, yeah.
Who can make that dream so real? Mm. One can talk about
It takes two, baby. How do you like that? And that's the sound of Otis and Carla as we are now going into the block of the LPs that are happening. We played some of the singles that are new and happening. And speaking of happenings, hey, would you like to meet a happening head mother?
This is your old buddy, Frank Zappa, from the Mothers of Invention, here to sock it to you with a greasy teenage commercial. We earnestly hope that you'll all go out and buy a Hagstrom guitar to help pay for this little musical interlude that we're going to lay on you. And that's a hot little number that we recorded using 35 Hagstrom guitars and a whole bunch of amplifiers.
Sort of gets you, doesn't it? I don't know where, but it does. And Frank, he'll get you, baby. Just give him a chance. And incidentally, I'd like to let you know that the Hagstrom guitar is giving away not Frank Zappa, but free posters of Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Now, I can tell you that the posters are something else again. I'll tell you one thing. They're not straight. They're pretty wild. And you can get a poster if you are, like, you know, in the mood for a way out, wigged out kind of poster. And just send in your name and address to Hagstrom. That's H-A-G-S-T-R-O-M, care of W-O-R Stereo, New York 18. Hagstrom, New York 18, W-O-R. And just, you know, put your name and address, and we'll send you this poster. And there's nothing to buy, and there's no contest to enter. And, of course, Frank is very, very, well, how can I put it? He's shy and he's modest and he's very appreciative, you know, and he'd like to thank you.
Pigs!
Pigs. Pigs.
See what I mean? Get down the nitty-gritty, baby. Hey, for those of you right now who would like to continue to find out what's happening with people, Bobby Darin. Now, there's a subject. Bobby Darin has a new album, and in a tune, one of the tunes called Hello Sunshine.
Catch a rainbow, make the rainbow wave. Hello sunshine, ain't this one fine day? I'm connected so low, I can hear the grass growing under my feet. Doing some walking, solitary talking to folks on the street. And as they're passing, they see me laughing. That's okay. Hello, sunshine. Ain't this one fine day? Grab a sunbeam, turn that one dream on. I got the feeling that the ceiling's gone. Nothing wasteful about a tasteful walk in the sun. The pudding and proofing, life is just proving on everyone. It may be my ruin, but that's what I'm doing when I say, hello sunshine, ain't this one fine day?
Good evening, friends. Hello, sunshine. Bobby Darin, the K, with some of the albums that are happening coming your way, and a little bit of Wet and Wild stuff.
Chilling, thrilling, crisp and crackling, 7-Up.
Hey,
everybody. You know, of course, that 7-Up in the big 16-ounce bottle is out of sight. It's wet and it's wild and it's goofy, and you got to get some. And while you're looking for some, why not listen to Chris Cunningham? Chris does the news for you, and he'll have 2 minutes of it, and then we'll be back, and I'm sure that you can hardly wait, right? I'm kind of smart-alecky tonight, but that's the, you know, that's all in the game, friends.
W-O-R.
Yeah. WOR-FM News. The U.S. said today it will agree to a peace offensive in the Mideast crisis led by the four major nations of the world. France suggested the concerted effort and asked Britain, the United States, and Russia to join in. UN Secretary General Tant is discussing the crisis today with UAR President Nasser in Cairo. The House voted down a Republican amendment to the school aid bill that would have given money to the states instead of directly to local school districts. Today, the United States launched into near-perfect polar orbit a 163-pound satellite carrying a complex instrument package to measure the sun's influence on the Earth. New York City has taken the first step in a program to speed up processing of traffic summonses and catch up with scofflaws who fail to answer citations. Mayor Lindsay announced today the signing of a contract with the Chemical New York Trust Company Bank to handle traffic summonses now processed by court employees. Criminal Court Administrative Judge Edward Dudley said the bank's 11.5 cents per ticket commission was less than the present cost to the city and would free court employees to run down scofflaws. The leader of the Brotherhood of Railway Trainmen of the Long Island Railroad says his union has accepted the recommendations of a presidential fact-finding board on the controversial wage increase package sought by the trainmen. Now the weather. The temperature right now is 59 degrees, humidity 34%. Barometer 30.17 inches and falling. Wind from the northeast at 13 miles per hour, gusts to 25. The weather in Central Park right now is cloudy. The forecast. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool tonight, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, clearing after some morning cloudiness, high 60 to 65. Fair and continued cool tomorrow night and Friday. Repeating the present temperature, it's 59 degrees. That's the latest from the WOR-FM newsroom.
Run, run, run. And, of course, that's the new sound of The Who from their new album on ORFM at 98.7. That's what we're featuring for you. And I would like to let you know that tonight is... It's Wednesday night, isn't it? Hey, tomorrow night's the big night. Hey, opening night. You can see how everyone's getting ready, right? Thursday, May 25th, the opening of Yonkers Raceway. Thursday night, May 25th, it opens up, baby. Ladies' night, with ladies admitted for a tax and service charge only. Ladies' night is in honor of Miss Robin Dundee. Now, Who is Miss Robin Dundee, you say? Does she wear many skirts? No, but she's got her own mini bag, baby, and she happens to be New Zealand's pacing star, and one of the greatest down-under stars since Cardigan Bay, and make a big night of it, why don't you? And come for dinner in the fabulous clubhouse and see 9 thrilling harness races from your dinner table. Now, if you've never been to Yonkers, it's an experience and something that you'll love. And the girls will go there, you know, and you'll be figuring out the form. And they'll like the color of the driver's silks, and they'll probably end up with 9 winners, and you'll feel like an idiot. And that's par for the course, right? But they win. Now, remember, May 25th, that's Thursday, marks the opening of the most exciting meeting in harness racing history. Top drivers, the world's best pacers and trotters, and very important stake races. And I know that Marty Tannenbaum, Irv Rudd, good friends of mine, have traveled all over the world to bring the very best of harness racing to you at Yonkers Raceway. First race is at 8 p.m. The Daily Double closes at 7:50 in the p.m. We'll do one more, and then we want to introduce a guest to you. We'll continue to play some of the new albums that are happening. The Buckinghams have one, and this is their version of the old Beatles tune called I'll Be Back. I'll Be Back, a very groovy album, too, by the Buckinghams, and this is one of many great cuts from it. We're featuring now, this portion of our show, the new LPs that are beginning to happen, and we're going to feature right now a happening, Sunny Side Up.
Got a date?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Want to cause a little ripple of excitement? Go up.
What?
Sunny Side Up. That's the way to go. Sunny Side Up is the new shampoo hair lightener from Revlon. Makes your hair look like you just spent a summer in the sun. But you do it with one mild shampoo. Just one. Revlon Sunny Side Up. Fantastic? Certainly, but never drastic. You're blonde? Go lighter. You're brownette? Go brighter. Your hair will feel so good. Silky. Soft. Sunny Side. About that date. You've got time. Just one quick shampoo and you'll be up. Revlon Sunny Side Up. Go!
Will you go and come with me as I take you up here among the stars? Up here in the stars, over here, we're now among the planets, and everybody, as you know, has music from the planets, astral sounds that relate to you and your character and your drive
And tonight we pick on those people who were born between the 24th of August and the 23rd of September. An earthy sign ruled by Mercury possesses common sense, intelligence, and discipline. Torpedo los! Virgo is a sign of critics and craftsmen, not of artists or leaders. Traditionally, Virgo is dry and cold. They're a perfectionist. Virgo is the sign of the digestive system, and they tend to hoard things with a precise and conscientious eye. They look things over, like right now. We're in your room. If you have stereo, we're at this side of the room, and now our conscientious eye skips over here. And I don't know if I like this side of the room. Maybe I'll float back. If you were born under the sign of Virgo, you love fine, expensive things, and you love power. Power to observe, power to control, power to direct. For those of you born under the sign of Virgo, This is your music. Music.
5 o'clock doesn't end the workday. Virgo's nimble watchmaker mind ticks on. Is the wavelength of blue. Corundum is the reason for sapphire. Virgo, earthbound builder of planes, landlocked draftsman of ships. Mercury's many-eyed measurer explores an atom with room to spare, can survive within a fraction. Circle is perfect, but the world isn't round. Virgo can prove it.
The gentleman who owns Elektra Records and who actually was the supervisor and produced and was the, and would, as it is told to us, handle the conceptualization, baby.
That's a new word.
Yeah. Was a Virgo, and his name is Jack Holzman. And we want to get back and speak to Jack. In fact, we'll speak to Jack for a couple of seconds, and then we'll do the Johnny Carson bit. Jack, first of all, we want to tell you how much of a groove it's been for us to, have fun with the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds, and we think you've got yourself an album that has a definite rapport with our audience, because everybody's, grooving on it.
Well, I hear
I know people talk to you on the street and people talk to us from call from all over saying that they've heard the record on the show. And I've listened to the show a lot and heard some of the lead-ins that you've done to the various signs in there. And everybody has fun with this record and everybody uses it in a different way and grooves with it in a different way.
Yeah, I take 4 or 5 trips a day with this record.
Well, you know you're not going to get busted for it.
No, I'm on all kinds of planets with this, believe me. It's a very groovy album. We want to get back and talk about how it started and all that jazz right after we take this kind of trip.
There are lots of times you know you gotta be brave. Like when you're out there searching for that perfect wave. Then when the big ones start to curl, you think you're hitting for your grave.
Surfing scene from Malibu Beach to Dead Man's Cave, and the girls take a break and relax in skippers, and the guys in Sand Rovers keep talking about that whale.
In skippers and Sand Rovers, searching for that whale.
The whole surfing scene is happening at Tom McCann. Skipper sneakers and Sand Rover sandals, $2.99 to $7.99. So hang 10 to your nearest Tom McCann store.
The town is
and the K with you, telling you very quickly now that the Chiffons is the What's Happening this Thursday night at the 1220 Club, Central Avenue, Hartsdale in Westchester. Make a mental to see the Chiffons live in person this Thursday night in Westchester at the 1220 Club, Central Avenue in Hartsdale. My guest is Jack Holzman, a gentleman who produces such recording artists who are great favorites on this show, such as The Doors and The Love. And also, right now, the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds. And also, I should mention people like Judy Collins. And who?
Paul Butterfield.
And the blues band, you know.
Yeah.
I can't get...
Tom Paxton.
You have too many...
lots of them.
You can go on, name them.
Oh, if I miss somebody, I'm going to be shot. But yeah. Phil Oakes, Tom Paxton, Judy Collins, Paul Butterfield Blues Band, The Doors, Love. Who have I missed? Help me out.
Super Love.
Yeah, well, Love's going back and starting to record again in about 10 days. I'll go out to California and work with them. And a new group called The Clear Light, which are really outstanding.
Where are they from?
They're from Los Angeles. We'll be hearing their first records.
Hey, are there any East Coast groups left?
Whatever
happened to the girl?
I don't know. But we seem to be spending half our time recording in California these days and very little time recording in New York.
Uh-huh.
Two young men named Peter Rowan and David Grisman, who you'll be hearing a lot from, but their first record isn't ready yet. They won't be recorded until later this summer, and it'll be out late this fall.
Mm. Do you, what brought about the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds? And I noticed that there seems to be, of course, we have fun with it. We try to relate personally because people are personally involved. They say, hey, I'm not interested in astrology, but hey, what is my sound?
What's
my sign, and what does it sound like, and what do they say? Because it's about as personal as you can get, and I think this is how they relate. How did this all come about, the music and everything? It was composed by
Mort Garson. I had an idea about 2 years ago to do an album based upon the signs of the zodiac, but at that time there wasn't the whole involvement of young people, especially in mysticism and tarot cards and the Book of the Dead and things of that type hadn't really developed. And I sort of filed it away in the back of my mind. And about 4 months ago, the whole astrology thing, particularly out on the West Coast, began to really gather momentum. And I was sitting talking with a very good composer and a friend of mine who was a poet, but who really works as an advertising man just to make a living so that he can become a poet. We were sitting talking one day, and we were talking about electronic music and all the kinds of things that you could do with it, and it was exactly the right atmosphere, and I blurted out my idea for an album based upon the signs of the zodiac, and I laid it out to them as to exactly how I felt we should do it then, and everybody got very excited, and we sat down, and we really tried to structure how the album could properly be done. It was one of these records which, if it didn't happen just right, was going to be a total disaster. It was either going to work magically or it was going to be a fiasco. And if it was going to be a fiasco, of course, we'd have to scrap it. But we wanted a record which would, where each of the individual selections would be evocative of the signs, and yet wouldn't be a record which said, I am Virgo, and I am a perfectionist, and I do this. But it would be far more subtle than that. And we couldn't write the music, of course, until we had the basic structure of the words prepared, and then the music would, we hoped, grow organically out of the words. And so we set Jacques Wilson, who was the poet, to writing the words, and he lives in California, and I spend most of my time in New York. And he would be sending me words every day, and I'd be sending back corrections until we had approximately the right feel of the words. We hadn't frozen the words yet. We hadn't said, this is the text, and we're not going to vary from it. But we had a basic idea. And then Mort Garson started working on the music. I knew I wanted music that was going beyond what had been done in terms of structured music today. I wanted to use instruments which, for the most part, were electrified. I also wanted to integrate electronic music, music which is created by electronic instruments and using sound effects and things of that type. And it was up to Mort to try and synthesize all of these things. We didn't want to do an album which was musically a compromise, but we wanted to do an album which was a synthesis of a lot of good things which had been going down and which carried the whole direction of words and music just a little bit further. We tried to do an album that was love and not an album that was lecture. Well, Mort started working on the music, and then we, Paul Beaver, who was a very adept electronic composer and who plays, if you can call it plays, these various instruments, and who can work with this, with an electronic synthesizer, was brought in to work on the project. And I got out to California about 5 or 6 days before the recording actually was to take place, and I hadn't heard any of the music. I would get little snippets of tape saying this is what Leo sounds like, which Mort would play on the organ in his own home when he had a tape recorded. He'd send a tape off to New York. And I could sense that the project was proceeding properly, but actually until you get into the studio and or until you see the scores and it's all laid out before you, you really can't tell what you're going to get. I knew that the words were right. We had trouble finding a speaker who had a quality of voice which was young yet otherworldly and which did not and who didn't have a regional American accent. We interviewed or auditioned virtually every good actor announcer in Hollywood, and none of them really worked. And what we would do is we would give them one of the word sheets, such as Leo. I know Aries was one that we used, and Libra. And we had an organ recording of approximately what the theme was. We'd have them read against that, and we'd tape it. And none of them worked. And finally, one of the people who was working with me on the album, Alex Hasselhoff, said, well, what about a folk singer named Cyrus Faryar, who has exactly that quality of voice? And Cyrus came in, and he had never done any reading before. And he read the words, and the quality of his voice was right, and he was very intelligent. And so we decided to work with him.
He's done very well, because now I understand he's settled on Aquarius from the receipts of all of this. He's doing very well out there.
I room for the rest of us.
He does have a very fine
He was the right choice. And then we worked on the interpretation of the words. He was into astrology himself, so it needed very little push.
Sometimes you, I don't know whether or not this was planned, but there seems to be a very positive promise in the lyrical and musical interpretation of this album. It's a very subtle thing, I think, but it's a kind of thing which I think people would like to hear again. It's like, you know, in a way, Lenny, tell me about the mice, and tell me rabbits,
yeah,
or
sure.
something. And
the farm we're going to have.
Yeah, tell me all about that. And because there is nothing really, even though the ominous kind of sounds that may come have a sort of positive ring to it. And I think that probably sometimes, whether it's meant to or not, the chemistry psychologically has an appeal, I think, to people.
I think you're right. I've made a lot of records, probably I've been involved actually as a producer or as a supervising producer of close to 400 albums. And this one was really blessed from the very beginning. It was evidently made under the right sign, because from the moment we started working on it, we ran into very few problems, and the few that we ran into we were able to solve very easily. And the nice thing about the album is that despite all of the craftsmanship that went into it and all of the talent, the album and its final realization is greater than the sum of its parts. Mm-hmm. It has an entity and a life of its own, and I think a lot of the promise that you mentioned, which is definitely implied and in the album, came about as a result of the spirit of the people who were making it. We had a marvelous time making the record.
Who was your astrologer?
Well, Jacques Wilson went off into the Hollywood Hills with some resident witches.
Why do you keep leaving me? What? What do you do when you leave me?
I can't see nobody. No, I can't see nobody. My eyes can only look at you, baby. I can't see nobody. No, I can't see nobody. My eyes can only look at you.
You are an ear witness to the most explosive musical event of our era, the Blues Project's latest hit single, No Time Like the Right Time, successfully launched last year on Verve Folkways. The Blues Project now roars into high trajectory with their great new album, Projections, featuring such cuts as Wake Me, Shake Me, Steve's Song, Cheryl's Going Home, and This Thing, Loop Thing. Become a Blues Project fan. Get turned on to great musicianship, and you'll find that Projections is available on Verve Folkways, as well as the Blues Project live at the Cafe or Go-Go album, with such great cuts as Catch the Wind, You Go, I'll Go With You, Going Down Louisiana. Get them both now at your local dealer.
Everybody, here's a delicious way to get Capitol record hits from Frito's Corn Chips. It's a top, tough sound by Peter and Gordon called Wrong from the Start. And on the flip side,
you never close your eyes anymore. I kiss your lips.
A great one by the Lettermen. And it's called You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin'. Both brand new hits, never together before on 45. And they're yours from light, crisp, delicious Frito's Corn Chips, the original corn chips with the fresh new flavor. To get your record, fill out the special coupon on the bag and send in the top name panels from 4 29-cent or larger size bags of Frito's Corn Chips. So you remember now, Frito's Corn Chips, delicious to munch with your free Capitol record hits.
The sound is-